Hello, hello guys, this is Combis, I'm back. So, it's been a while, right? By the way, I decided to record myself more because it's been a while. I haven't spoken much, so I think I need to record myself more and speak more to improve my speaking and get better. So, as you know, the more you speak, the more you will get better. So, by the way, today I want to represent one of the Jim Quick's episodes about how to learn things better and deeper. So he's an awesome guy. I love him seriously because he talks about many different things and interesting things. Of course, he teaches how to take care of our brain and how to memorize things better and how to remember things better and different stuff. So I love him seriously. Most of my free time goes for that. So usually I listen to his podcast. I'm a huge fan of him. So I highly recommend him. So if you guys have a good quality of, you know, listening ability, go and listen to his podcast because you will learn a lot. So today I want to talk about how to learn things deeper, deeply, we can say. So how to learn things deeply, and the word you have to memorize, you have to remember, is the word fast. So fast. Why, Combis? Why we have to learn the word fast? So what? So it's a good question, because this is an abbreviation of something. Four words, four different words. The first one, F. You have to F a lot, right? You have to forget things a lot to learn new things. Okay, so for example, you want to learn English. You've been in different classes. You've had lots of good grades, and I don't know. You've read lots of books. Okay, you're great. Okay, but at the moment you're in my class, for example, or in a class that you want to learn English, or you're taking a course, or you're learning from, I don't know, Power English or anything else. So at the moment you want to learn. So you have to stop being so proud of what you've learned in the past. So stop them and forget about them. And you're here to learn new things. So be focused. Be so concentrated on what you're going to learn. So in this way, if you tell yourself, okay, I want to learn more. I don't know much, even if you know, of course. And you have to say, okay, I don't know much, but I want to learn more. I want to teach myself more. So let's learn more. So in that case, you will learn more. So this is exactly the same thing here. So if you want to learn more, you have to forget about the past and what you've learned in the past. So you will get better. So the second one is A. And you have to be a lot, right? You have to be active. You have to be active. In English, for example, if you want to improve your speaking ability, you have to speak a lot, right? You can just listen to things and say, okay, I'm listening and tomorrow I will speak. It's impossible. You have to be active. If you want to learn how to write, you have to go for writings, okay? You have to write a lot of things. And then have feedbacks, and that's how you can be active. And if you want to learn, for example, vocabularies, you have to ask people about vocabularies. You have to read lots of books. And if you don't know the word, go and look for that word, for example, in a dictionary, or search, for example, what's the meaning of, I don't know, humongous, for example. So you search it and you're active. You're not just focused on, you know, one course or one material that you're learning from. So you're so active. You speak, you write, you use your body a lot, huh? So that's how you can be active. And the third one is S. So you have to state things to your mind better, right? For example, how we can state things better. You have to attach emotions. You have to attach, lots of informations. And you have to visualize things to remember them better, right? So that's exactly how you can state better in your mind. If you want to, for example, learn baseball bat, you can imagine it, you can visualize it, maybe you can see pictures of it, maybe you can, I don't know, you can be so focused on that thing. And in that way, you will learn. Because brain usually erase lots of information, okay, we give to our brain. And that brain usually erase them, delete them. Okay, because most of them are useless. And if we don't state them carefully, and if we don't attach emotions and different stuff to it, we will forget it, because brain will think, okay, this information is useless, so bye-bye, erase it, and that's all. So if you want to remember things better, you have to state it very carefully, you have to attach emotions, and you have to give lots of information to your head and do lots of things. Okay, so that's how you will learn and memorize things deeply. And the last one, and this is my favorite one, teach it to someone else. Okay, so how we can teach it to someone else? How, for example, in English, you learn some vocabularies, go and teach it to someone else, okay? Do your best to teach that vocabulary to the other person, okay? Or you wanna teach someone how to speak, go and do it, okay? That's the best way you will improve and learn things deeply. And there's a quote here, I love it very much. He says, when I teach something, I have to learn it twice. And when you want to teach something, you have to learn it twice, right? Because you have to be master of that thing if you want to teach it to someone else. And that's very important, right? So if you want to memorize deeply, if you want to learn things deeply, go and teach it to someone else. You can do it, for example, in Power English. You study mini stories, for example. Go and retell that story to someone else, and that's how you can teach it. And maybe you can have a language partner and go to Skype and have a conversation and teach that person how you learn. And I use it a lot, seriously. I use this technique a lot. I taught a lot of things and I learned them deeply. And at the moment I'm speaking, and because of that, my speaking ability got better and better and better. So if you want to improve, you have to do it again and again and again and a lot. Okay, so that's all for today, guys. So I don't want to make it so long. I know maybe you will get bored, so right away. So this is it. And remember the word fast, forget, be active. Okay, so state and teach fast. If you want to learn things faster and deeper, remember the word fast. Forget, active, state, and teach. And teach it to anyone else, okay? So, see you guys later. Bye for now.